This is Deacon Ann Shane with an inspirational message for the week of March 20th. The message, as always, is based on the Bible verses that will be used in the church service this coming Sunday. And as usual, there are two Bible verses being used. The first one is from the book of Ezra, which I'm going to have to be perfectly honest to say I've never really read anything that I can recall from the book of Ezra, but is a historical recounting of Cyrus, the king of Persia's command that the temple in Jerusalem be rebuilt with great detail. The sermon passage that Dr. Henry will base his sermon on is from the book of Luke, chapter 21, 1 through 4. And the prior chapter has Jesus debating with the Pharisees and the rabbis that are trying to ask him confounding questions that they want to get an answer from him that potentially will cause trouble. And so Jesus is very elusive in his answers to them while he's at the temple. And he's very skeptical of them. Anyway, in chapter 21 at the temple, and he looked up, Jesus, and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a certain poor widow putting in two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they all out of their surplus put into the offering, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had to live on." Thus the title of the sermon is Two Copper Coins. When I read this passage, it called to me that we need to better understand that our church lives in an area where there is great abundance and there's also great poverty. So in some of the work that my husband and I have been doing with the Washington Township Schools, we've found out that over 60, that's 60% of the families who are sending their children to public schools in Washington Township are living in poverty, which is an astounding number that I think 10, 15 years ago, we would not have seen a number like that. But according to the Savvy database, we're seeing a suburbanization of poverty, not just in Washington Township, but all those suburban townships that are still within the county as people have moved out of the IPS district and slowly moved north, south, east, and west. So our obligation as a cathedral church is very strong. Poverty is no longer something down below 16th Street. It's at Lakeview Point Apartments. It's at our food bank. It's with many of our families who are struggling with rent and other challenges very close by to where we sit every Sunday. So I think that's what this verse calls to me about, as well as the amazing outpouring of generosity, I'm sure, from many people who have very little to Ukraine and to the people who are crossing borders and being received into people's homes and people sending money and using the internet in creative ways to support the Ukrainians, gives us all hope that generosity, hope, light is alive and well, and we're witnessing that positive side of this terrible incident every day. So thank you to the woman who gave all that she had. And it's a call to us to remember to look around us, to our neighbors, and do the same. I hope you have a wonderful week. And thank you for listening.